Well, hey everybody, Andy Cavernan here with another Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. I was hanging out with a friend recently who has been involved with a whole bunch of things that have been God-honoring and kingdom-impacting, and this friend, it was fun to observe, has grown so much in the Lord and in so many ways. But as we were talking, we acknowledged, you know, there's a season and a time for everything, and this friend was struggling with some things that are a part of life, just a part of the reality of living in a cursed world. Sometimes we bump against our own mortality, our own inability to do everything we want to do at every moment that we want to do it. And so as we reflected on where my friend was at, we just understood, hey, now might not be the time to follow through on this ministry initiative. Now might be the time to pull back and to let the Lord do a work in you to bring some healing and to bring some hope and some confidence again. And it's okay not to do everything that there is opportunity to do. Now, of course, and we acknowledge this as we talked, we want to be available to the Lord. We want to be poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of the faith of the church, like Paul was for the Philippians. We understand that there's sacrifice involved in ministry. But friends, even as we talked yesterday on the Cornerstone Connection about living according to the newness of life in Colossians 3 and mortifying the flesh, putting off the old and living in the new, I'm reminded of something very important. And for today's Bible reading, I want to bring us back to Proverbs chapter 21, one simple verse that is such an important sort of true north for me, a compass for me as I think about what it means to live out my faith, and maybe this will encourage you as well. Look with me at Proverbs 21, verse 31. It says, and actually I'm going to start in verse 30. It says, no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel can avail against the Lord. Okay? There's nothing that is humanly speaking wise enough to stand up against the wisdom and glory and goodness and plan of the Lord himself. Now, here's the verse that I want us to focus on. It says, the horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. What does that tell us? Well, it does tell us that we have a part to play in living out our faith and in living on mission with God. That if God gives us skills, and he does, if God gives us gifts, and he does, then we're to steward those gifts, those skills. We've talked about that recently at Cornerstone. Time, talent, treasure. We're to steward those things for the glory of God, for the name of Jesus Christ. But here's an important reality, an important sort of umbrella as we think about stewarding our gifts. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but listen, the victory belongs to the Lord. What does that tell us? Friends, all we're called to do is be faithful with God, with what God has given us. But we don't produce the results that last. We don't win the victory. God wins the victory. God does the stuff that makes an eternal difference. All we're called to do is show up and to be available and to serve and to be faithful. But God's the one who wins the victory. And friends, I don't know about you, but I get into real trouble when I start to assume that the victory belongs to Andy Cavernan, that the victory belongs to Cornerstone Church and what we do for the kingdom, that the victory belongs to my limited sphere of influence. That's not the case, friends. The victory belongs to who? The victory belongs to the Lord. And if you're one like me who tends to put a lot of weight on yourself, that puts a lot of weight on what you do and how you impact others in the kingdom, remember, yeah, you're called to show up. The horse is made ready for the day of battle. You're called to take care of yourself spiritually. You're called to hone the skills and the gifts and the talents and to steward those things in ways that bring glory and honor to God. But at the end of the day, it's God who does what really matters. Rest in that, friends. Trust that. Pray for that. And watch what God does. Praise God. He doesn't depend on people like me. He invites people like me into what he does. And he forces us or leads us to be dependent on him, and that's the way it should be. Friends, I remind you one more time, the horse is made ready for the day of battle. Go for it, but remember, the victory belongs to the Lord. God bless you, friends. Let's let God win the victory. Let's watch God win the victory through us and through what he does today. God bless you. We'll see you again soon on the Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional.